y'all, podcasting from Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, the performing arts school in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. This school contains many talented and studious high school students. This is the segment called Senior Year. In this segment, you will learn what to expect your senior year of high school and some tips and tricks to keep you free of senioritis. I am your host, Sydney Solms, and I am a senior at Douglas Anderson that is currently dealing with senioritis. So, high school is a difficult time for many students around the world, especially for seniors. Between worrying about college apps, getting the perfect SAT and AC score, getting financial aid by writing a bazillion essays, bottom line, it's hard. Seniors at Douglas Anderson have the extra commitment of balancing their arts area with academics every day. I've spoken to two seniors in the dance department and what their opinions are on high school and being a senior. This is my first senior at Douglas Anderson. Can you please introduce yourself by telling me your age and a fun fact about yourself?
Hello, my name is Reese Weaver, and I am a current senior at Douglas Anderson School of the Arts High School, where my major is dance. I'm 17 years old, and a fun fact about myself was 2 years ago, I was Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen, which is through the Miss America organization.
Okay, so the first question I wanted to ask you is to describe your senior year in three words.
Three words I would best describe my senior year is adapting, stressful, and exciting.
My second question is, who was your favorite teacher throughout all of high school, and why was he or she your favorite? How did she slash he help you for your senior year?
The teacher who has really encouraged me and inspired me the most leading up to senior year is Ms. Toscano. She was my freshman English teacher, and it was crazy because that was the first teacher I met. That was my first day of school teacher, first period, and she influenced me and impacted my life in a way to provide all the things that I need and all those tools that I need leading off into the real world and going into college.
So if you were to give any incoming freshmen or any underclassmen advice on your senior year, what would it be?
The biggest piece of advice I'd give myself or underclassmen would definitely be to maintain and be true to who you are. When you grow and mature and you grow in relationships, or maybe you just depart from relationships, the most important thing is always just to be yourself.
So is there any tips or things that help you feel less of senioritis, or just generally a tip that people will need for your senior year?
Personally, I have not, or hopefully don't get senioritis, but I think the best thing to remember is that eventually we will be graduating and we won't be able to come back and share classes with our friends each day and grow even more in our relationships with our teachers. So I think the best thing is just to always remember to do everything full force and just embrace it and enjoy it.
Thank you, Reese Weaver. I appreciate you speaking with me today and wish the best for you in your future as a freshman at a university. So this next person that I'm interviewing, she is a senior here at Douglas Anderson. Can you please introduce yourself by telling me your age and a fun fact about yourself?
Hi, my name is Amanda Trujillo. I'm 17 years old. A fun fact about me is I'm an international competitor for baton twirling.
So my first question for you is, when you started your college applications and when did you start receiving them?
My first applications in the beginning of October. I decided to do the early action decision track rather than the regular decision track so I wouldn't be as stressed later on in my senior year and rather get my decisions earlier to see where I wanted to go.
My second question for you is to describe your senior year in three words.
To describe my senior year in three words would be stressful, bittersweet and enlightening.
If you could give an incoming freshman advice on high school and senior year, what would it be and why?
So my freshman year, I know personally, I did not try as hard as I do now academically because it wasn't in my mindset at the time. So I just want to let freshmen know that it may be your first year in high school, but the first year does count. It all counts.
Thank you, Amanda. I appreciate your honesty and I wish you the best at University of South Carolina. Overall, senior year is a crazy time, but my advice is to take it day by day. Take that time to be with your friends, your family, and don't rush things to be grown up because you're really going to regret it in the future. But the greatest piece of advice that I can possibly give you for your senior year is to just have fun. Enjoy all the small things that make life incredible. Thank you guys so much for listening to Senior Year with Sydney Salms. If you like this segment and want to know more, please check out the SES channel. Thank you again. This is Sydney Salms reporting live from Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, and I really hope you guys get a new sense of your senior year and advice that will help you for the future.